Here to help us is Dr. Mark Liu, Chancellor's Postdoctoral Research Fellow and Fashion and Textile Designer from UTS. Mark, very good morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks very much for joining us in studio this morning. So looking at some of the ways in which fashion intersects with ethics, I guess. How are Australians' current shopping choices, you know, ethical or unethical? What are some of the concerns that we should be looking for?
Well, looking at the numbers, we can see that Australians really love fashion, and with their current behaviour, they've continued to consume more of it than ever. We'll see a lot of this trend where people are buying fast fashion, very inexpensive clothing, tends to be not of that greater quality, but it's a cheap, instant hit that you can get when you go out and buy something.
Obviously, there are huge implications for the global slave trade when we talk about fashion. Obviously, a lot of these, I remember a few years back when they were doing a great deal of research into this one, we had a lot of people making this cheap, inexpensive clothing, or indeed, in some cases, very expensive pieces of clothing for something like 2 cents a day. Are we still looking at that trade being as large at the moment?
Well, the trade is a really interesting thing because there seems to always be someone who's willing to do it for a cheaper price. So one country may clean up their act, and then all the large corporations will just jump to the next country. And while doing that, they can say, oh, it's expansion and growth, and we're producing new jobs, and we're giving new jobs, particularly to women. And we're just So it's a lot of where you come from and how you phrase it from a marketing point of view.
A very tremendously cynical sort of exercise. So when these companies are looking at expanding and growing and creating new jobs, new further afields, how can Australians actually keep abreast of who's doing what? What brands are making ethical decisions and what brands are making very unethical decisions?
Well, I took us there with to sort of raise the points of these low paid people, but at the same time, there have been a lot of people who have been trying to clean up their act, and I do acknowledge all the work that they have been doing, but there tends to always be someone who's willing to do a cheaper job. As Australians, we are in a privileged position to make choices, and we can choose what we buy and where that's made, or we can actually do research. We have access to the internet, which is something which you may not have access to. We just take that as a thing that you have all the time. Some people don't even have access to a phone line. So the knowledge and choices we make are important. And by sort of choosing sort of ethical or labels or companies that have better track records, we can make an impact.
I understand you yourself, you're a designer, aren't you?
Yes.
And you've looked at sort of sustainable fashion choices. How did you go about that?
Well, I actually used to run what was called a zero waste fashion label. This was about 10 years ago. So we had just got iPhones, and cutting edge technology at the time was sort of organic cotton, the idea of making clothing from people's post-consumer waste, even understanding that these large companies threw out perfectly good material, like rolls of very expensive material, and they'd just send it to landfill because they couldn't be bothered. So that was where my research was about 10 years ago. Since then, I've kind of moved on and tried to push new issues through research and new technologies.
Pushing some of that kind of research through at the moment, do you think it can be more widely implemented, these sustainable and ethical practices?
Well, I do think we need sort of people to be vigilant. So there is the kind of people who write policy, and they the actual people who go doing the investigating and go and find out. Often you'll see in the news there is a factory riot, and if it wasn't reported, would you and I really know about it? A lot of these big reports, actually, these journalists kind of keep us grounded to a certain extent. Some of the things that I developed have sort of trickled into parts of into practice in different ways, and other parts of them are really kind of speculative in the future. So trying to go and do really deep things. So one of the things I was looking at, is it possible to replace cotton production, which is very sort of labor intensive, pesticides intensive, water intensive? Can we grow cotton out of algae, which doubles in size every 24 hours and produces oxygen instead of using carbon?
Sounds like a fascinating field. Bringing it back to consumers, so I want to duck out to the shops, grab myself a new pair of jeans. I'm not much of a fashionista, but, I'll probably look around at my options. And there are a huge amount of options. As you say, Australians have this huge wealth of knowledge available to them, this wealth of knowledge, but they also have this wealth of choices, sometimes overwhelming amount of choices until you just sort of give up and go, well, I'll just go with this. This is cheapest. This is easiest. This is most convenient. If somebody wants to be a more ethical consumer, what can they do? Where can they go?
Well, it depends on the individual. We're all very different people. I like to be quite vigilant, so a lot of the clothing I'm wearing is over 10 years old, even though it works perfectly well. But I think that you should just buy what you find to have intrinsic value. So you're wearing a t-shirt at the moment, has sort of imagery on it. It probably means something to you. If that's what you wanted, it's more than just the value of the clothing itself. It means something. You probably keep it around, that intrinsic value of a product instead of what you actually paid for it. So if you buy what you need, if you do have the time to do the research and read these guides, that's even more helpful. But sometimes these guides themselves have their inherent issues. So try not to overconsume. It's a really bad idea to go shopping if you're in a terrible mood and you're using it for retail therapy, because that doesn't really help anyone.
Well, Mark, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us, having a bit of a chat with us about this one this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.